up here need a little more time to get down there. We will play at 7:30 Friday night against Ferris State, obviously after the first game gets done between Bowling Green and Minnesota State. So that's confirmed, and that's good. That's a normal time. You know, sometimes you play those afternoon games, you never know how you're going to be, but playing that late game, that it's in your routine. It's in your wheelhouse. So we'll look forward to that and hopefully have a great turnout. Yesterday I was walking around campus with a recruit, and I couldn't get in a building, so they're all locked up, so I had to call public safety, and public safety came over and let me in, and he's all geeked. He said he got six tickets. Him and his buddies are all set to go down, and here, you know, I get a young recruit, and you know, it was great. It was sort of neat, but he's all excited to head down there. But it's fantastic they let us in and do that. So that's what I was doing yesterday, about 8 a.m. or whatever time it was, Dirk. So, but yeah, so Saturday they did push back. We knew that would happen. The hardest game, I find, is the what I call elimination game, when you have an opportunity to eliminate a team or end their season. I mean, usually you're going to get a team's best performance, and we got that from Fairbanks, Alaska. They're proud players. They've got a really good coaching staff. I mean, they're good coaches. They got their team ready to play, and even though we got up at one point, we'll talk about that, they continue to play, and I thought it showed a lot of character of their team.
Only lead of the weekend for Alaska came early on in the first period at the 2:27 mark.
And brought back out now by Morley. Brandon Morley across the line. He looks to shoot, gets around. Patan takes a shot and a save. Another kick save, and they score. Great pressure by Alaska, and the Huskies could not find the loose puck. And it's a 1-0 lead for the Bearings.
I felt bad. Alex Patan kind of got caught in a bad spot there as a defenseman back on that play.
Yeah, we got caught pinching on the play, and you know, we were back. We had enough bodies back. We just couldn't get clear the puck. I think one of our defensemen had a chance. He got a stick on it, and then he got hit right away. Instead of just, we try and teach guys in that area. That's where you got to be careful, because things happen quick. You don't know. You got to have awareness what's behind you, what's going to happen, and sometimes you're better off just shoveling it into the corner, not trying to handle it or skate with it, because it can happen so quick. But I think that's one of the keys, Dirk, is we played with the lead for most of the weekend. That's the only time they had the lead, and it wasn't a long time that we had to play from behind. So I thought that was one of the real keys is playing with the lead most of the weekend.
2:27, Chad Staley gets the goal, his third of the season. Erickson and Morley get the assist. Huskies come back and tie it up at the 12:09 mark.
Right now, and we'll pick it up with Alex Patan. He'll flip it up high into the air, and Woods has to go back with it. Now it's Hinz. Hinz down in the corner, slaps it around the boards. Picked off there by Patan. Patan on the backhand, rebound, score!
Man, that was a great play by Alex Patan. I love the shot after that to go high like that.
Well, no question, but it all started by a real good forecheck. We had good pressure on their defensemen. You know, we have, you know, systems. I thought we executed that one to a T, and they just threw it around the boards, and we created a turnover from that. Alex walked in, took a good shot, rebound came with him, and then you know, he knows what's to do. It. He followed up a shot, got a rebound, and made no mistake. And from that point on, again, we never trailed in the game.
No, and we go, again, talking about scoring in twos. 12:09 was the time of that goal. 12:40, the time of Reed Sturrus' goal.
Not everyone has a...
And that was just, I mean, the way that Reed was able to, you know, it almost looked like he... That wasn't supposed to happen the way it did, but it did, and he gets the goal. So let's, if I can find the goal, here it is.
Controlled down low by the Huskies in front. Good defensive play made there by Hajdukovic, but Michigan Tech will hold it in. Right to the net again, and that was Ballas. Here's a shot, score! Sturrus with the shot, and he beat goaltender Jones short side to give the Huskies a lead, 2-1.
Another short side goal, coach, by the Huskies.
Yeah, it was a good shot, and I like it again. Reed didn't mess around with the puck. He just shot it, and Reed's got a heavy shot. He had a good weekend. He had a few good scoring opportunities. Missed the net high a couple times trying to pick a spot, but this one, it had some. He's got a heavy shot, and the goalie got a piece of it, but he didn't get really enough of it. And a good area. He almost shot right by your ear. When the goalies go down, if you shoot right for that ear, a lot of times when they go down, you can't get your glove in that spot, and you're just trying to block it. And I thought Reed did a real nice job. But all, again, started by great second efforts, good forecheck. We turned the puck over, what I call the danger zone. That's from the top of the circles to the blue line in each end. And that's called the danger zone. I call it danger zone because when you turn the puck over there, usually – something dangerous is going to happen. And sure enough for us, we turned it over in that area. You know, got it to the net, puck came to Reed, didn't handle it. Good shot, big goal, and you know, now we get the lead again. We establish ourselves and establish playing with the lead.
15-12 were the shots after the first. We're up 2-1. We go to the second. Things were looking really good as the Huskies score two more.
He'll send it over. Mark off with a nice pass down low. Baltus trying to stuff it in. Bouncing puck. Loose puck, and they score! I don't know if it's Baltus goal or if it's going to be Gillies, but one of them's going to get it. And the Huskies take a 3-1 lead with 16-12 remaining, and it looks like it's going to be
Yeah, Gillies, because his stick was just ahead of Malcolm Gould's on that one.
Well, they were both there, yeah. And that's what you like. And Mark Ock made a real nice play on the offensive blue line. He showed his patience and poise. He got a guy to go down, walked around, and everybody thought he was going to shoot it, and he sort of dished it off to Malcolm there by the side of the net, got redirected, and then we had two guys. Either guy could have put it in. And what I really like when you watch the video highlights, if anybody watches the video highlights from our game, watch closely after the goal. Because the referee comes in, he's not sure who scores it, and Malcolm right away is pointing to Alex Gillies, and I think that's huge. I mean, that's what unselfishness is all about, and that's what another thing that makes this team so good and so special is they don't want to heap a lot of praise or credit to themselves, and I thought that was great because we all see guys me or guy you know, and anyway that was fantastic, and again a big goal for us, and now gives us a little bit more separation.
Up by two, then go up by three again, another scoring in bunches situation, two goals right back to back. 3:48 for the Gillies goal, 4:39 for L'Esperance.
Back to the point. Mark Ock will walk in front, tip there for Vallis, and Vallis scores. L'Esperance stole the rebound. It was never covered up, and goaltender Jones is very upset. He thought he should have had a whistle, and the Huskies kept playing. And a nice play there by Joel L'Esperance, his third of the weekend.
And Joel L'Esperance, maybe the only one on the ice that knew where that puck was when he grabbed it there.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of traffic there. And again, we're in that, you know, we scored a lot of goals, Dirk, this weekend, just right in the, you know, what I call the dirty area, the hard area, right in that, but below the hash marks to the goal, between the creases, you know, in that area. We got bodies there. We hung around there. We battled for pucks. And CJ's right there. And the goalie's sort of holding a stick. I thought this one... I was a little nervous because his stick is sort of, you know, between the goalie's pat, and the goalie's sort of holding CJ, and you know, CJ's trying to get out of there, and he's not in the crease or anything, but his stick is engaged with the goalie just a little bit, but the puck is lying, and I give the referee credit for being in good position. You know, they did a good job this weekend, really good job, and that puck is just lying there, and Joel comes in and picks it up, and it didn't get all of it, but he gets it in the net, and again, now we're 4-1, and here's critical point in the game. You know, everything's going our way. We're playing in their zone. We're really taking it to them, and then we take a bad penalty behind the play. We have possession of the puck coming up the ice, and it's way from the puck, and we get a bad penalty.
We do. I think that was the Matt. Roy penalty, was that?
Yeah, well, whoever took it, but okay. It was not a good penalty.
Okay, so we're in the penalty box, and they do end up scoring two power play goals back-to-back.
Who fires it down. Here's a race by C.J. Eich, trying to get to the loose puck and almost beat Woods out, but Woods got it in time. Over for Atkinson, and now starting it up for Alaska. Atkinson across the line, makes a move to his backhand, walks in. He's got a guy open. What a play and a goal! Oh, you can see it developing, and what a play by Atkinson.
Tyler Morley gets the goal, and then they get a power play goal from Basara.
Basara able to work it free to Atkinson, back for Heisman's at the point. Heisman's back over for Atkinson at the point. He'll fake it, sends it over, pass scored. Went off of Neville and in the net, and we've got a one-goal game, 4-3, after the power play goal by the Nanooks.
So we're down to a goal lead, Coach, at that time. What are you telling the guys on the bench?
Well, stay out of the box. You know, just, you know, the first penalty was a tough one, and we did a pretty good job killing it, and then they came in on our line rush, that was the first one is, yeah, the line rush. And then the second one is just an innocent shot from the side wall, you know, hits a skate. But for the most part, I thought we did a good job killing penalties. But it's very reminiscent of the game we played them a couple weeks ago when we built up the big lead, 4-0, I believe it was. And then we got in some penalty issues, and things just went in. And things just went in for them, you know, on Saturday night. And at that point, boy, now you got a game. Now you got a game. And I think it was good for us to get out of the period with the one-goal lead. I think that was a real key, is just to survive and get out of that period and move on and just